Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast. I'm Sarah Cornack. Today I've got a super short episode for you because I'm headed out on vacation. There's a quote that I've had hanging on my refrigerator for a while now, and I thought it would be the perfect opportunity to share it with you because I feel like it has meaning for both the business world, but then also our personal lives as well. The quote is from Zig Ziglar. Don't become a wandering generality. Be a meaningful specific. Let me say it one more time from Zig Ziglar. Don't become a wandering generality. Be a meaningful specific. Now, I just love this quote because it applies to so many different areas of life. It's so easy to kind of wander through life and let life happen to us instead of being intentional about the kind of life that we would like to lead. And I certainly don't want to be the type of person that's a wandering generality where I'm doing nothing out of purpose, just aimlessly walking through life. And I certainly don't want to be a generality. I want to be the unique person that I was created and designed to be. But that would apply to business as well. I want to own a business that is remarkable, not just some generality. I want to own a business that has intention and purpose. That could also be taken to maybe your focus or your niche that you're trying to target in your business. You want to be a meaningful specific for that group of people that you are aiming to reach and to touch. It's kind of easy to want to play it safe and fit in with the crowd and do what everybody else is doing. It's very tempting to do that in business, and it's very tempting to do that in our personal lives. Sometimes it's tough to stick out, but that's where you can really shine. That's where you can really enjoy who you are or who your business is. That's where you can truly make a difference for other people in your business and in your personal life. Think the most fascinating people and the most fascinating businesses have truly worked on being that meaningful specific. They stand out from the crowd. They're not afraid to be who they truly are. One example might be Chick-fil-A. I know I used them in another episode, the Purple Cow episode, about their customer service, but the fact that they are a business that is not open on Sundays because they are a Christian-run business and they want people to be able to attend church on Sundays and not have to be working on Sundays, that to me shows how they are truly being meaningful specifics in how they conduct themselves as an entire business. So I would encourage you, in every part of who you are and who your business is, don't just be a wandering generality. Be a meaningful specific. Let your true nature shine. Appreciate your uniqueness and appreciate the uniqueness of your business. Don't try and be a photocopy of another business or a photocopy of another person. You are special and unique the way you are, and your business is special and unique because you built it and it's coming from your heart. Have a great day.